Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Foam.
Okay, and now, much apologies again for the delay between casting on this. I know everybody's been watching this great season that we're having, and
yes.
Football, I think we should mention, like, it has been a super enjoyable season for both of us, even though neither of our teams have done anything spectacular.
Yeah, even though maybe at different points we might have been crying ourselves to sleep.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, many regretful nights where I stayed up till 2 o'clock to watch football games, which I felt like I shouldn't have bothered with. But we've all had that. But that all aside, let us go with the team of the season. Regardless of whether they win it or not, I think Leicester are inarguably the team this season.
Yes, yes, they've been the team. So even if they don't win it, it's been Leicester's year.
Yeah.
It's
Claudio Ranieri, manager of the season.
Should be, yeah.
Yep.
Even if he say loses it, even manager.
Riyad Mahrez, player of the season?
I think almost definitely. It's hard to argue against either of those, even if they don't win.
Mm.
Because just what they've done, it's been ridiculous.
I agree. Leicester, like, I feel scared for them because I am backing them. I really love them to win. I think any fan who's not Arsenal, City or Spurs are going hard and backing them. And
yeah, yeah.
A certain Spurs fan I know has also said secretly is backing Leicester.
I was about to say, even the Spurs, City and Arsenal fans may just be secretly going, yeah, it's okay if you guys win.
I'm scared that they're going to run out of fuel. Like, we always knew that their squad was a lot smaller than the other teams. They've been lucky that the other teams have had injuries, lack of form, other issues, managers, amongst other things. But you get to play what's in front of you, and they've played it well. This will be a season to remember, regardless. And let's have a look at their run in because they're deservedly top place team.
Yeah, as you say, because then even though we're worried about the depth of their squad, they only got the Premiership to worry about. There are no other cup competitions.
Absolutely.
And looking at their next few weeks, they've arguably got a reasonably easy...
This is the time for them to collect the point. This is where you want to cash in.
Yeah.
Until they face West Ham in mid-April, they've got a run-in of winnable games where against teams who really are all kind of, apart from Newcastle, are safe and can't really go much further into the table anymore.
Well, Newcastle and Sunderland, but both Newcastle and Sunderland, both Newcastle and Sunderland looking pretty much down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a bit touch and go between them and Norwich, is it? I think it's the other one. Oh, no, Bournemouth at the bottom there. But,
I think Leicester have those games on hand. Against Crystal Palace away, while they're tough, I think Crystal Palace's momentum has slowed.
Yeah, yeah.
They're safe. They can't go much further up anymore.
No.
Maybe if they're lucky, Crystal Palace can get a draw. And heck, Leicester might not care if it's a draw. Like, Spurs could lose their next game that week. And it's theirs to lose from this point on. They could very easily, leading up to that game, before that game against West Ham, collect 4 wins in a trot, 12
very
points,
easily.
And build up a pretty big lead, like maybe even a 5-6 point lead on second place, which pretty much might guarantee them the Premiership at that point.
I think it might. And those 4 games, I mean, it's Newcastle, then away to Crystal Palace, home to Southampton, away to Sunderland. I think there's 8 points at least there asking to be taken, if not, as you say, all the way to 12.
And they play West Ham at home, and they've been very good at home. And at that point of the season, we don't know where West Ham will be. Are they going to be competing for that 4th place? Are they in 3rd? Are they, like, all their way out of it?
Yeah,
no. We're not going to... And West Ham are in the FA Cup final. They're in the FA Cup full stop. So they do have more games leading up to it. West Ham's squad, I think, is marginally larger, but I don't think are as good as Leicester are this season, form-wise. Which is not to take anything away from West Ham. I think they're having an amazing season as well.
Yes.
I must acknowledge. I would love it if they went ahead of Arsenal and became second London club this season. Because Arsenal are not going to be top London club this season. No St. Tottenham Day this season. But yeah, I think Leicester can beat West Ham, and I think Swansea are terrible form. Leicester can easily beat Swansea, especially at home. And then they've got a game against Man United at Old Trafford, which is winnable for them. And even if United beat them, Which they might. They might have enough of a cushion at that point to not matter. They might even still have a 3-point cushion after losing to United point of the season. As you say, it all leads up to them going to Chelsea, and heck, they might come to Stamford Bridge already champions, and Claudio Ranieri will live it up, I think, if that's the case.
That could be quite an entertaining game, I think. I think the press conference for that one, if Leicester's already been crowned champions, that could
well,
be quite a
fun. Well, do you think
the
Chelsea
conference.
Boys would give them a guard of honour going onto the field if they come into this that game already champions?
It'd be quite.
Man United gave that respect to Chelsea when they won their second Premiership under Mourinho.
I don't see any reason why not. Ranieri is well loved by Chelsea. Well, at least from my point of view as a Chelsea fan, well loved. He's the one that got us where we are. He built that foundations back in the early 2000s. And really, there's no hatred with Leicester. They've played well. I don't see why we wouldn't. If they've won it by then, I don't see why we wouldn't.
Yep. So literally, they've got two games against top six teams at the moment in their run-in, and even if they lose both those games, they can win the Premiership. They have a 5-point buffer right now. It's a big ask to expect Spurs to win all their games leading up to that. So I think it's like I said. I don't want to jinx them, but well done, Leicester, and I think at this point we can call them favourites to be champions quite easily.
Yeah, I think they are. It's theirs to lose.
Yeah.
That is the call now. It's theirs to lose. They've got the game. I mean, their running is almost tailor-made for them to march to victory. Say they've got five. They've got a five.
We talked
points.
About this. We said, like, two podcasts ago that if that tough run of games they had leading up to Christmas and just after, if they managed to get through that with... And I think they've got more points than what we said they should have gotten. They would be favourites to win, and they are now.
And they've continued that. They went through that. They grabbed...
Heck, if they lose those two games to Manchester United and West Ham and get not lose to the rest of those teams, they will have only 5 losses this season, which is championship form.
That is championship form. That's ridiculous championship form. In fact... 9 games left? Yeah, 9 games left.
Games left. I don't think they're going to get the 27 points that Louis van Gaal wants Man United to get. I think if they get 20... I think 20 points will be cutting it close, but if they get 22, 23 points, they're in. They're champions.
Yeah, I think even 20 points would probably be enough. I mean, to have to... We didn't look at Tottenham's run-in coming in, but 20 points out of 9 games I think will be... And that's very easily doable.
Absolutely.
So
against those teams with Leicester's quality and what they've shown so far, absolutely doable.
Absolutely doable.
Now, second place, and we must also pay tribute to Spurs. They've also had an amazing season. Played very well.
It's been coming for a couple of years.
It has been. Like, we finally found a coach who can make them live up to their potential and put all those good players who have got rid of the players who flatter to deceive and... kept the players and molded them into a team that wants to win and play for the badge. That being said, Spurs are still in Europa, barely. they have one more game against Dortmund, and after that, probably they'll just have the Premiership to worry about. Like, I'm not... I am counting Spurs out. I think Dortmund have won it. 3-0 is too hard.
Yeah, no, they've got 3 goals to overcome. It is back at all.
But they don't have an easy run. They've got Aston Villa, which they should win, and they've got Bournemouth, which is another game they should win.
They're away to Liverpool.
They're away to Liverpool, home and they've got United at home. So those are two tough games for them. And roughly around that time is when Leicester are going to be playing West Ham.
Yeah.
So West Ham may at this point already have shot up ahead of them. Spurs can keep up because they do have like the Bournemouth, Tottenham, and they'll have a game in hand, but.
Yeah.
It's a tough ask. And then Spurs have a game against Chelsea to look forward to.
Yeah.
And then Southampton, Newcastle. So while Spurs are, I think, little horses, like to borrow a phrase from Mourinho, if Leicester have a disaster where they just run out of fuel, the injuries just come, and I hope that does not happen, Spurs can catch up. They have the games. They've got two tough games, but two winnable games. I think they can beat Liverpool. They can definitely beat United. And they've got a tough game against Chelsea. But all those other games are definitely winnable for them.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
They've.
I look at that at their there's 9 games, and you could pretty much give them at least 12 points plus the rest, which is an unknown.
They've also got 9 games to go. They can losing those. Say they lose those 2 games to Spurs and Liverpool. That leaves them with 21 points. That's probably easily enough for second, and by no means are they going to lose those 2 games guaranteed at all.
No, exactly.
And heck, if Leicester have a bad run in, then it might be enough to get them first. I don't see that, but it might be.
There's enough. They should be getting enough points from all of those, and that Brennan's reasonably good to keep the pressure on Leicester. Leicester will need to keep their form up.
Heck, Chelsea might be able to do Leicester a favour by beating Spurs and then basically giving Leicester the crown, because that's... Yeah.
Chelsea could be kingmakers,
yeah.
Depending on what happens. It's both at Stamford Bridge, depending on what happens on May 3rd and then on the last game. So we have Tottenham first, and then we have Leicester. So it could be a case of a couple of years ago when we were the little horse and Liverpool famously slipped up.
Yep.
It could be a repeat.
Now, as Arsenal, at one point they looked oh so good.
Yeah.
But I think everything's come against them. Like, this should have been their year. Like, City have been crap, United have been crap. Liverpool have been crap, and Chelsea have been crap. All 4 teams that they traditionally play against that top spot are all... in fact, all of them are below them, yet they're not even second. They're third.
and really third.
Like, 2 points below. Like, 3 that's points terrible. I don't know if I agree, but like Paul Merson was saying that if Leicester or Spurs win, Arsene Wenger should be fired. Because at least if United or City or Chelsea had won, he can always say, look, those teams spend more money than I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why we can't beat them. And we can accept that as Arsenal fans. But we can't accept that teams like Leicester and Spurs can beat you in a season where all these other teams are crap when they've spent less money.
Yeah.
And I'm finding it hard to disagree.
Oh,
this was Arsene Wenger's best chance of winning a premiership again.
Yeah, definitely. And you say he was looking oh so good. They had Leicester and Tottenham there keeping up and stuff. But it was, you know, you're looking and going, well, Arsenal's playing good football. They're finally getting the victories they should do. They're getting the results out of the games, playing the way they are. And they were looking good. And I think we said over Christmas as well. I mean, Leicester hit their targets. I think Arsenal mostly hit their targets over Christmas as well. It's the same thing. If they hit their targets, they would be looking pretty, and they did. And even through January, they were okay-ish. Since then...
And Arsenal have another thing not going for them in that they're still in the FA Cup, which is really important to them now because it doesn't look like they're going to win the league.
No.
And they're in UCL barely. Like, okay... Yes, it's Barcelona and Arsenal should lose, but it's also, once again, they get to play... they're out of the UCL. What am I saying?
No, they've got one more game left.
They've got one more game left?
They've got a 2-0 aggregate to overcome, and they're going back to the new camp. So they're pretty much out of the UCL.
Yeah, I mean, let's... They're out of the Europe, which is probably a blessing in disguise for them, but they're still in the FA Cup. If they lose that game to Watford, I think maybe they can... Arsenal really need to win all the games. Arsenal need to win, get 27 points to basically be in the chance to win the Premiership.
Yeah, no, they've got... Yeah. They're, as you say, they've got to win all the games. They can't drop a game just about. I mean, they are, 8 points behind Leicester?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, quite.
It's almost unsurmountable.
Almost. As I say, they need the run-in of all run-ins.
They need Leicester to lose 3 or 4 games, and then they need to basically win all their games.
Yeah.
They can at most maybe drop 4 points.
Even that would be really cutting it.
That would be cutting it super close.
I think dropping 4 points requires both Spurs and Leicester to have a horrible run.
Yeah. So they have Everton, they've got Watford, games that Arsenal should win but probably won't. Okay. I'm almost going to say because they've reached that point in the season where you're like typical Arsenal.
Yeah, well, they've got West Brom this week, then they've got...
Who are coming off a win against United, so they...
Yeah, so who knows there. So Everton at Everton, Watford at home, West Ham
away,
so that's a big one, Crystal Palace, Sunderland, Norwich... Man City and the Aston Villa. So, I mean, to be fair, once they've got through West Ham, other than Man City at Man City. They've got a pretty good final bit there, but it may be too late by then.
Well, Crystal Palace is still a London derby.
And
look at Arsenal and Norwich. Sorry, Aston Villa and Norwich are probably not going to give them much trouble. Watford are still kind of have pride to play for.
Yeah.
And West Ham, yeah, I'm not going to count them out. I think West Ham is gunning for Arsenal. West Ham should be gunning for Arsenal and trying to go for that third, fourth place spot.
And by that stage, I think, depending on what West Ham does, that could actually be a third, fourth run there.
Yep.
That could be that game that decides it.
I mean, imagine the top three if it was Leicester, Spurs, West Ham.
Crazy. That would be absolutely crazy. But as I say, it's actually fully possible.
It's fully possible. It's even probable because City and Arsenal are in such terrible form.
Yeah.
That this could totally be the place. And now, similarly, we have Manchester City who, okay, while they're having a crap season by their high standards, and really this tournament should have been theirs to lose, I don't think they care about the Premiership anymore. Their internal troubles are so bad with, not too bad because, like, to be honest, Pellegrini has nothing to lose. He can basically give it all for the Premier, for the UCL. They've got Dynamo Kiev. They've got a good 2-point buffer and they're coming back to the, Etihad to play against, Kiev, which they should win. And depending on who they get in the next round, they should concentrate on the Champions League. Yes, of course, they're going to give it their all against United and, on the 21st of March, especially since it's a home game. But they have a bunch of pretty winnable fixtures. They've got Chelsea. They've got Chelsea away, but I don't think Man City are afraid of Chelsea.
No, but I think actually that one might be a pretty good game for us.
And then they've got Arsenal. But other than that, all those other teams are games to win. Like Man City, I think, can get fourth quite easily.
To be fair, those games, they've got United. Their key games there are United...
basically, they need. They've got
United, Chelsea,
and Arsenal.
And Arsenal. Those are the key games right there for City.
So they've got three key games. Like, if they lose to United, that could basically start their tumble, especially if they go well in the Champions League. Heck, if they win their semi final and make the final, they may not even care about the rest of the Premiership things. They might try to secure fourth, maybe. But at the end of the day, it would be funny if City. Okay, not that funny for me, but if they finished if they finished fifth and United finished fourth and they won the Champions League, so United don't get Champions League football next season.
Is that how it works?
That is how it works if United don't win the Europa League. If they win the Europa League, then they qualify regardless. Of what happens.
Alright.
Then there will be five English teams in the
So you can't get six English teams?
No, you cannot.
That's pretty.
So if the if the team that is champion of the Champions League it does not finish in a qualifying spot in the league, then whoever's the bottom qualifying spot misses out.
They've changed that back again.
They've changed.
That rule does seem to flip flop round depending on what happens. So
yeah, so City could very easily. Look, City shouldn't fear the Champions League. They've got the right players. They've got a good team. They've got the perfect cup tie team right now. So they should not fear the Champions League. They shouldn't be afraid of Barcelona. They shouldn't be afraid of Bayern Munich. They shouldn't be afraid of Real Madrid.
No.
So
I think actually there you have named pretty much the top four. They're going to be the semi-finals of the UCL. I mean, PSG, maybe. They might, depending on who they've got. But I think City, Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Real Madrid. That's your top four right there.
Yep. Unless the draw does something weird.
Unless because the draw does weird and they play each other, obviously. But other than that, say, City, that looks like a one where they should be able to pick up enough points. Maybe keep, those three key games. If they win those, that will keep fourth. There should be enough to keep enough points to be there or thereabouts of fourth. I mean, some sort of miracle could catapult them up further. But I think fourth, maybe third would be where they're looking. Depending on how Arsenal's season finishes up.
I think they can get fourth. It's especially with Arsenal having the run-in they have and Arsenal being in the kind of mind state they're in. I think City are probably favourites to get that fourth place, unless West Ham, power through over them.
Yeah.
In which case, West Ham might finish third even.